The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
And loving viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, on Supreme Master Television. Today, on our Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will be viewing segments of a short documentary on primate experimentation that discusses the torture and abuse involved in using animals for so-called scientific research. Today's documentary was produced and filmed by Animal Defenders International, a noble organisation based in the UK that strives to protect animals from cruelty through various public awareness campaigns. Let's now view excerpts from the beginning of Save the Primates, written and directed by Tim Phillips and Jan Creamer, both of Animal Defenders International, and find out exactly how our loving friends, who share 96% of our DNA, are stolen from their families in the wild and sold to labs for a life of confinement, severe maltreatment, and often early death.
Primate species are intelligent. Some use tools, others show self-awareness, and they're good at problem-solving. Most live in social structures and family groups. We are primates. When justifying experiments on other primates, they're referred to as the non-human primates. Yet these non-human primates have proved themselves capable of learning rudimentary arithmetic, have demonstrated reasoning. Some have even learned to speak in human sign language, and they display similar emotions to us, such as affection, anger, and sorrow, even empathy. But to argue that our similarities justify their use in laboratories is to ignore, at our peril, the fundamental biological differences at the physiological, genetic, and immune system level, which are so important to the outcome of any experiment. But whilst small differences in DNA can make huge differences in experiments, we are close enough to comprehend the suffering of our fellow primates when they're snatched from the wild, when caged, confined, transported, when restrained, injected with drugs, force-fed chemicals, deliberately brain-damaged. We know they suffer. We know they suffer as we would. Yet despite this, and that more sophisticated alternatives to animal experiments are available than ever before, the number of primates being used in experiments around the world is rising. Over 10,000 primates will die in European laboratories this year. In September 2007, members of the European Parliament adopted a written declaration calling for an urgent end to the use of apes and wild-caught monkeys in scientific experiments, and for a timetable to replace the use of all primates in experiments with alternatives. This reasonable demand must be implemented, whether it is for compassion, conservation, to maintain and enhance developments in science, or for human health. A quarter of primate species are threatened with extinction. Yet the Western research community demands the right to take these species for unnecessary and unreliable experiments, when alternatives could be used instead. The frightened monkeys are torn from the trees, their freedom, and families. Their forest is replaced by the barren, factory-type conditions of a laboratory, and some are put into isolation. Torture for a monkey. With an estimated 10% of primates in EU labs coming from the wild, and many more from wild-caught parents, good intent has not been enough, and a clear prohibition of this cruel business is desperately needed. Behind high walls, high security, and an initially smart exterior, we found these monkeys. It's hard to imagine a more miserable and desperate existence for these intelligent, social animals. Most monkeys arriving in European laboratories are used in the type of commercial testing that is contracted by manufacturers of pharmaceutical, chemical, and other products to perform tests on an industrial scale. This is one of the most secretive areas of animal experimentation. These experiments are not scrutinized in advance by regulators, and such experiments are rarely, if ever, published. This ADI investigation gives a unique insight into how these monkeys live and die behind closed doors. Monkeys are placed in stock colony J06. Up to 15 share a room, little more than 2 meters wide and tall by 3 meters long, with a small catching cage. Remember, these are animals that naturally live amongst trees in large troops of 50 to 100 animals and can travel over 1.5 kilometers in a day. Their home provides an average of 1 cubic meter per animal. The monkeys are moved to Unit M12 for experimentation. Some are kept in cages of roughly 1 cubic meter. Three of these may be linked, with three monkeys sharing, their rich, natural habitat now replaced by a single horizontal bar per cage. UK regulation acknowledges primates have high intelligence. Most have arboreal habits and all need complex, stimulating environments. The gulf between how welfare is perceived inside and outside of laboratories is apparent. Then it is testing time. Tests involved anything from 4 to 72 monkeys. It takes 3 people to dose a small monkey by mouth. The catcher pins the animal's arms, the legger takes the legs, and another feeds a rubber tube down the throat to the animal's stomach and pumps in the test substance.
Let's now take a moment to consider the situation of these innocent sentient beings. When we return, we'll continue with more segments from the Save the Primates documentary and learn more about the absolutely horrendous treatment that these intelligent animal co-inhabitants must endure.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. We have been viewing excerpts from the Save the Primates documentary by Animal Defenders International, an animal rights advocacy organization. The film shows the appalling treatment of primates used in so-called scientific research and the unimaginable conditions in which they are kept. We now continue with more segments from Save the Primates.
In other tests, the monkeys are strapped down in chairs. For some, the stress is so great they suffer rectal prolapse, a known indicator of gross stress in restrained primates. Sometimes several monkeys would prolapse, and some individuals would prolapse repeatedly. During an inhalation study licensed as mild, three monkeys died or had to be killed due to partially collapsed and blocked lungs. Three others collapsed but were revived. A necropsy showed the animals had blackened lungs. In the wild, these monkeys innovate and learn from each other, passing on skills and knowledge such as cleaning food. What do monkeys who peer from their cages think as their companions are strapped down for experimentation? And what of the animals tested upon month after month? Some monkeys had an incontinence drug pumped into their stomach every day for a year. Others were bled multiple times in a day, or day after day, enduring over 80 bleeds. On the days when animals were killed and necropsied, the other monkeys would fall silent. The results of these tests are known to be affected by the stress and fear experienced by the monkeys. During tests for an asthma drug, monkeys suffered with liquid feces, redness of face, lips, feet and hands, swollen penises, low heart rate, hernias, body tremors, and a quiet, hunched appearance. It doesn't have to be this way. Scientific and technological advances are forging ahead, creating fast, accurate, non-animal techniques which provide data directly applicable to humans. They avoid the differences between species which make outdated animal experimentation methods unreliable. For example, gout is caused by excess uric acid, which is produced in monkeys, apes, and humans, but only humans get gout. Monkeys can carry herpes B virus without suffering the disease. In humans, the disease is rare, but almost always fatal. Studies have shown that effects of compounds in humans differ from those in laboratory monkeys on average a third of the time. Such differences were illustrated when the UK trial for test drug TGN1412 was almost fatal to human volunteers. Yet laboratory monkeys had been given doses of the drug 500 times that given to the human volunteers without such side effects. Now, many agree that this disaster could have been avoided by using advanced technology, microdosing. Microdosing involves giving tiny, safe doses of new compounds to human volunteers, and samples of blood or urine are then analyzed by accelerator mass spectrometry, or AMS. Able to count individual atoms, and so sensitive it can detect a compound even if just 1 liter of it were diluted in the world's oceans, AMS can show how compounds have been absorbed, distributed, metabolized and excreted by the human body. The European Union Microdose AMS Partnership Program recently demonstrated microdosing as 80% predictive of drug absorption and distribution in the human body, making it significantly more accurate than primate, dog and rodent models. Adoption of advanced techniques such as this would allow drug development to be accelerated, accuracy improved and costs cut. And this is not the only modern technique ready to replace the use of primates. Others include cell and tissue culture models, the latest microscopic techniques, sophisticated computer and mathematical modeling, three-dimensional tissue engineering, and high-tech scanning. After commercial testing, the next largest area of primate use is academic neurology experiments in universities. These studies can involve restraint, brain damage, and electrodes permanently implanted into the animals' heads. Often, this so-called fundamental research does not attempt to justify itself by describing a clear application for human benefit. Yet advances in modern scanning techniques are enabling non-invasive neuroimaging of the human brain, providing unprecedented understanding of mental ill health, neurodegenerative diseases, vision, hearing, speech, pain, and more, by providing data of direct relevance to patients. There are no regulatory requirements for academic experiments, so this is a field where replacement with modern scanning techniques could be rapid. Industry and regulators, and indeed much of academia, are inherently resistant to changes in the established system. But the reality is that animal testing is a poor predictor of human responses. Commercial testing is a huge area of primate experimentation, but a comparatively small part of the overall testing for new drugs. So replacement should be faster than with the EU cosmetics testing ban, where a start-to-finish test replacement strategy was employed. Primates come at the end of the testing program as the second mammal required by regulation. By the time the monkeys were being strapped into restraint chairs, hundreds, even thousands of smaller animals would already have been experimented upon to test the same product. If regulators are serious about replacing animal testing with advanced technology, it's vital that the animal tests be ended earlier and that testing move to human-based methods as quickly as possible. We are primates too, and we do know better.
We would like to extend our gratitude to Animal Defenders International for producing this documentary, which demonstrates the reality of the utterly inhuman practice of animal testing. It is clear that this barbaric and unscientific research must be stopped immediately. What can we do to help? First, only buy products that have the "not tested on animals" label on the container. Also, please write to your government representatives and ask them to urgently pass legislation against this outrageous activity. Please be sure to also adopt a vegan diet. In that way, you are protecting all life on this planet, conserving biodiversity, and stopping the greatest threat to all beings, global warming. Thank you for your supportive company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Together, we can protect the animals and speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all of God's creations be loved, honored, and protected.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.